Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Dave Player back with you on 720 WGN. So one of the most iconic hot dog stands in Chicagoland is Gene and Jude's in River Grove. Now, their snappy Vienna beef hot dogs, classically topped with mustard, relish, onions, and sport peppers, if you choose, is also accompanied by the best fries in town. And more recently, they have won the Enjoy Illinois Delicious Destination Award from the state of Illinois, and Serious Eats named it the best hot dog in America. And this summer, they're celebrating their 70th anniversary, and joining us to talk history and hot dogs is the general manager of Gene and Jude's for over 20 years, and that's Dan Ciancio. Dan, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Happy to have you on the program. You know, every Chicagoan has their favorite hot dog stand. Most are in their neighborhood, and I just grew up down the street in Schiller Park. So Gene and Jude's was our destination at least once a week, and it's mostly because that's where my dad went in the early 1950s. You guys have been around a long time.
Oh, yes. It's been there since, you know, a lot of people that come, it's because they've been coming multi-generations. Like, they're, you know, their parents came, their grandparents, and that's how I started coming. Because I know my parents used to go there. They used to go get hot dogs. And I mean, I lived in the neighborhoods, too, in Northlake, a couple towns over, and that's how I started going.
Yeah, that's an easy trip right to there to River Grove. So 70 years in the business, it all began when Gene Mormino was enjoying a hot dog at Wrigley Field in the 1940s, and he kind of had an epiphany.
Yes, he just, he decided that there was just, he wanted to do something different than everyone else was doing, and that's where the idea of putting the fries on the hot dog became.
Yeah, I mean, that's iconic. I mean, that's how you eat it there. And, you know, I never, you know, even when we bring Gene and Jude's home, I don't think we ever bring even the ketchup near the fries. And usually before I leave, I ask for a little cup of mustard on the side because I think the blend of that mustard and the relish and those amazing fries on that snappy dog all kind of rolled into one, that's like a whole different experience. Because when people talk Chicago hot dogs, all of a sudden they're putting other things on it, tomatoes and cucumbers and pickles and all this other stuff. But the fries make it so different, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, the fries definitely, because if you make the hot dog without the fries, it's totally different.
Yeah, sacrilege over there. And based on that idea, Gene opened that hot dog stand at Polk and Western in Chicago. He lost the place in a card game.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
and then
he reopened up in River Grove with Jude.
Yeah, with Jude DeSantis. Yeah, in 1950. So it started in 1946. You know, Jude joined him in 1950. And the original stand had no name on the outside. People referred to it as River Road Hot Dogs. It just had pretty much a Vienna or a hot dog sign on it.
Yeah, it was just, I mean, it wasn't really named at the time. And I'm not sure when, I think somewhere in the late 50s or 60s is when it actually became called Gene and Jude's. But I mean, even like now, there's some people who just call it River Road Dogs. Or
seriously? Wow, that's pretty funny. Now, after 7 decades, hot dogs, double dogs, tamales, fries, you know, that's it. And I think that's what makes restaurants successful. You know what I know when I walk into any restaurant or hot dog stand? If they've got 50 things on the menu, they're probably not doing anything great, right?
No, I mean, when you have a smaller menu, you could really focus and really make everything excellent by, you know, because if you're just focused on one or two things, I mean, if you got a large menu, it's hard to put all the time and effort to make everything, you know, really good when it's so large. So I think that's the secret of the success, too.
Absolutely. I mean, I went there as a kid. I went there in high school. I can't tell you how many people I've introduced to the place that don't live around here. I know Dean Richards, my buddy who does Sunday mornings here and on WGN TV News. Anytime Hot Dogs comes up, Gene and Jude's comes up for him, too. I mean, he grew up with it as well. And part of the experience when I was growing up in the 70s, and I think we're kind of close to the same age, but it was going for a hot dog, whether you're eating in the car or eating in the stand, right behind Thirsty Whale that was there for decades.
Yeah, I remember Thirsty Whale. I worked there for probably like 10 or 12 years when the Thirsty Whale was still in business.
Yeah, that was an iconic spot in town. But also in your parking lot, you would always go for dessert across the parking lot for some ice cream at Cock Robin.
Yes.
which was a legendary place. Like, I can't believe, you know, I know it's local and maybe they just couldn't survive with all the other ice cream places, but that was kind of a tradition. Like, you want to talk about one of the most classic corners in Chicago, Chicagoland, that was it, because you can get good quality hot dogs and fries, and then you walked across and got your square ice cream cone.
You can get dinner and dessert within 20 stops.
Yeah. What makes Gina Jude, 70 years later, such a consistent success story?
I mean, I feel that it's because, you know, the menu really hasn't changed that much. I mean, with the exception of, like, you know, I guess years ago there was, like, bottled pop and something different than that, but now we just have fountain soft drinks. But, I mean, otherwise, the hot dogs, fries, and tamales, they've always been on the menu, and it's just nothing's changed. I mean, I think, like, a lot of people like, you know, consistency, and, you know, they don't want their favorite food to change or start adding different ingredients and stuff. So I think that's what, you know, keeps everyone coming. Like I said, I mean, there's a lot of multi-generation people that come, and, I mean, we get a lot of people right from O'Hare because they used to live in the neighborhood, and they've moved, you know, other places in the U.S., and when they come back, they want to stop and get some of their favorite food.
And you guys, you know, you move the line so efficiently. You know, you've got your little wooden dog trays that you move around. I mean, everything is, even though you walk in there sometimes, you know what? My son will say to me literally at 11:45 on a Friday night, I'm hungry. Now, I live more on the further north side of Chicago. And even though I could probably pass 15 hot dog stands on the way to Gene and Jude's, I still might make my way back over there. And at midnight on a Friday night, you guys are jammed.
Oh, yeah. I mean, any given night, especially in the summer, I mean, there could be anywhere from 20 to 60 people in line. But, I mean, the line moves very quickly.
It does.
We've tried to come up with a system where, you know, we've always, you know, through the years, always looked at, well, what's the weak spot or what can we do to make that line move faster? And we've always, you know, keep on trying to come up with better equipment or better ways to do it.
You know what I think we should do celebrating your 70th is I want to come down with a camera crew for WGNRadio.com and show me how to work the line.
Oh, that'd be excellent. I've had several different guests behind the counter teaching them how the system works.
You know, and I've seen it for probably the better part of 40 years. And so knowing how quickly you move and throw everything together, I saw former Governor Pat Quinn. Wasn't that like a couple of years ago that he was behind there working?
Yeah. Yeah, he's been there. And then, you know, Jeff from Sandwich King.
Jeff Morrow.
Them too.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, you know, you won top dog awards from State of Illinois, Sirius Eats, Chicago Magazine, the Silver Platter Award so many years. Recognized by the Wall Street Journal, Tribune, Sun-Times, Every Day with Rachel Ray called you the best hot dog in America. Sandwich King, Reader's Digest, WGN-TV's Chicago's Best, and really your fans that just live in the area.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've had a lot of honors, and, I mean, you know, the biggest one is all the repeat customers. I mean, that's a great honor because you know you're doing something right if you get all these, you know, customers coming, especially, you know, with, you know, and bringing them their kids and their friends and family.
Totally. And then, of course, there's the tamales. I mean, you know, my kids can't walk out of there without a tamale. I think that creates a nice little addition to your dish.
Yeah, it's something different, and that's a Chicago-based company, too, that we've always used.
Yeah, what was the name of the company?
It's a Supreme.
Supreme,
tamale.
Yeah. And and by the way, that's the tamale you've had for decades. I mean, you haven't changed anything, and I think that's what makes you so successful.
Yes, like I said earlier, that's what I think is, you know, the key is, you know, keeping everything the same. Because I mean, years ago how Coke changed their formula, and the public went nuts. I mean, you know, if we tried to change ingredients and start putting something different on, it would.
Yeah,
you know,
there'd be a riot.
There would be riots, probably.
There would be. And I've been at weddings, and this is what I love about this. You do catering as well, birthdays and stuff. And I think you did my son's birthday a few years ago. But I've been at weddings where all of a sudden the midnight snack, because that's what they do sometimes, is they'll roll out at midnight because people are dancing at 1, 1:30 in the morning. All of a sudden, here comes Gene and Jude's hot dogs, and people went crazy.
Yeah, I mean, we've been, and I don't know who originally started it, but, I mean, someone had that idea of let's bring a late-night snack in. And then, you know, their friends, you know, knew. And then, you know, then we don't even advertise we do it. But, I mean, we just about every weekend we're doing about three or four or five weddings.
That's awesome. Very cool.
Late night snack.
Yeah, that's very cool. Well, I'll tell you what, this classic stand serves up Vienna hot dogs, fresh cut fries, tamales, and is open late enough to satisfy any craving at any time of night. You can visit them at 2720 North River Road in River Grove. Their website is GeneAndJudes.com. Check out their Facebook page as well. And if you really love the place like I do, they got great T-shirts and hats available too. Dan, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it, pal.
All right, thanks.
All right, we'll keep talking hot dogs when Senior Vice President of Vienna Beef, Bob Schwartz, joins us next on 720 WGN.
There's a long storied and successful history on Vienna Beef that started here in Chicago during the World's Columbian Exhibition right here in Chicago, when over 27 million witnessed all the latest inventions, including the Vienna Beef company. And joining me tonight to talk about the history of Vienna Beef is Bob Schwartz. He's a senior vice president with Vienna Beef, not only with the company, but with the company since 1972. And he's also the author of Never Put Ketchup on a Hot Dog, which I will tell you, folks, if you do it, you're going to get in big trouble. Anyway, good evening, Bob.
Well, how are you?
I am excellent. I'm hungry now for some more hot dogs. That's all I got to say.
Well, I'm glad your craving was satisfied last night.
Yeah.
And, you know, hot dogs, it's not only the breakfast the champion, it goes a long way almost any time of day.
Well, what I liked is when I called you earlier, Bob, you were having a hot dog. And that was very important to me. It's what I want to hear.
Well, you know, and I try and spread it around town a little bit.
I bet.
We, you know, it's been said that there's over 1,800 hot dog stands or related kind of restaurants in the Chicagoland area, which means there's more than McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, and Subway combined.
Wow. Wow, that's pretty impactful. But that's what makes Chicago unique and such a hot dog capital of the world, really.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun almost anywhere you go. I have a friend that drove down Lake Street yesterday afternoon, and he said he couldn't believe it. He passed 7 Vienna hot dog stands going down Lake Street from the city to Oak Park. And I said, well, you know, that's like you were on River Road.
Right.
I could give you a tour going up River Road, starting with Gene and Jude's and for the hot dog, and then going for a hot dog and an Italian beef at Franny's, which is just north of Irving and River Road. And then you go up to around Oakton and River Road, and you can have a hot dog with a great burger at Paradise Pub.
Oh man, you're listing all the great places. Franny's is in Schiller Park, which is fabulous. Yeah. And Paradise Pub, there is nothing like boy, I love their dogs, I love their burgers, love their beef sandwiches. It's all good stuff. And you know what what you said about the Vienna Beef sign, when you see that, I mean, that's pretty iconic. It's such a credibility issue when you see, hey, not only we're a hot dog stand or fast food, but we sell Vienna Beef Franks. I mean, that says a lot to a consumer.
Well, you know, you mentioned the start back in 1893. That's where it all began. But the real Chicago-style hot dog stands really began during the Depression. And shortly after World War II, Vienna started helping people get into business. I always refer to it as kind of like the George Bailey from It's a Wonderful Life. They would loan money to get into houses and businesses and so forth. And it wasn't quite just necessarily the money thing. It was the expertise and the signage went along with it.
Sure.
And so many of those signs, the original ones, you can put into a museum. And it became iconic in its own right. And it really was the forerunner of the places that became iconic themselves.
Yeah, but it was very cool that these gentlemen did that, though. I mean, they kind of paid it forward a little bit when people were having a rough time, and they helped them start these businesses, which was a great thing. Yeah,
it was at a time when the country needed it, and obviously with the growth of Chicago, it helped build neighborhoods. And you know, I've often said that that the Chicago hot dog is one of the cultural treasures of Chicago. and so many neighborhoods are paved with hot dog stands being the center focus of that neighborhood.
Absolutely.
And that's where everybody would congregate.
Absolutely. Still to this day. I mean, there's hot dog stands that I grew up with growing up in high school over by my high school that we used to hang out with. And now in my new home, we've got a neighborhood place, so which is Superdog, by the way, which you can't get any better than that either.
You know what? Everybody has got their favorite.
Yeah.
Whether it be more, the history of Superdog is great too. You know, it began in 1948, and now it's treasured as the only place that you can get people coming out on roller skates and delivering you food out to your car. But it's become very special.
I think that was one of my dad and mom's first dates, was actually at the Superdog with the. With them dancing on top of the building there. I mean, it's an iconic place. When was the...
I think that was Maury and Flory's first date, too.
Right, exactly. I bet it was. When was the original, the true Chicago-style hot dog, when was that really introduced to Chicagoland?
Well, it was really 1929, and I think there were a few of them, but I'm going to give the credit to Abe Drexler, who started Flukies.
Okay.
And it was down on Roosevelt Road near Halstead.
Mm-hmm.
And around that same time, when Vienna had a plant over at 1215 South Halstead and Maxwell Street, they had a factory store. And they also were, selling that hot dog, that Chicago hot dog. And the original Chicago-style hot dog wasn't with, as I say, the Chicago 7 ingredients, not to be confused with the Democratic Convention,
right?
But it included a plain bun, not a poppy seed bun, with a hot dog and mustard, onion, relish, and cucumber.
Mm, okay.
And those are the original four ingredients. But you got a banquet on a bun or the Depression dog, and it was like for a nickel, and you got all your food groups. You got your salad, your beef, and your bread.
What got added on to complete the seven? What is the complete seven?
Well, we changed out eventually the cucumber in most places to pickle.
Right.
And we added tomato and sport pepper and celery salt. Now, the sport pepper is kind of a mild, small, not so mild sometimes, jalapeno pepper.
It doesn't kill you. It doesn't hurt me. I mean, it's just, I'm not a big spicy guy, but I have to have it on there because obviously that's the Chicago way, but it's not that bad. It's a perfect bite.
You know what? I don't think any of those ingredients are overwhelming, and they all blend well with the hot bun. The one ingredient that doesn't blend well is that K word, ketchup, which we allow for kids who still have a sweet tooth until as long as they're in their single digits.
Well, you know what? It's funny you say that. I have a 13-year-old and an 8-year-old, and we've kind of, and I swear we have, we've made it very kind of clear over the years when they've had hot dogs, when they weren't even in school yet, that, it's mustard, relish, whatever. There's no ketchup. You want ketchup for your fries, I'll break with the fries. That's okay with me. But as far as everything else, no ketchup. And then when they got to school, they're like, they actually said, these kids are having ketchup with their hot dog. Like it was a problem. I love that.
Well, I had my then 5-year-old granddaughter with me lunch one day with a few guys, and she had a hot dog and fries there, and she asked me for some ketchup. And the guy sitting across from her, a friend of mine, old-time rock and roll singer Ronnie Rice, and he says to her, Edie, what are you going to do with that ketchup? You're not putting it on your hot dog, are you? And she said, Philly, you never put ketchup on a hot dog. And that's how I got the title for the book.
I love it. That's great. And it's true. It's a mantra, Bob, that we all have to live by.
It is. And, the problem with the ketchup, though, is the fact that it's sweet and it's acidic. And, when people coming from out of town, and I don't mean any disrespect from any of your listeners who grew up in, say, Des Moines, Iowa, but sometimes you don't have that quality hot dog available. And sometimes for that lousy hot dog,
you gotta drown it out.
You gotta drown it out with something, and there's nothing better for that than ketchup.
All right, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. Now, as far as you're concerned, Bob, you started with Vienna in 1972, but not originally in Chicago.
Well, I started with them in Cleveland, Ohio. I grew up in Cleveland, and you know, I think having they asked me to move here. You know, 6-8 months later, and it was great. We came here and discovered a whole new world, especially when it came to hot dogs. And I think it gave me a better appreciation of hot dog stands, not having taken them for granted.
Sure.
Since I didn't grow up here. And I've often said to friends that if I went to a reunion of, say, Roosevelt or Von Steuben or Sen or Marshall or Sullivan High School, I'd probably know more people than in my own high school. I know all the stories, and they all had, great stories of growing up with a hot dog stand near their high school.
Absolutely. And that's where you'd hang out.
That's right.
Well, great stuff, Bob. And for more on Vienna, you can go to viennabeef.com. And for more on Bob's iconic book that came out back in 2010, absolutely great read. It's Never Put Ketchup on a Hot Dog, still a favorite. And you can visit neverputketchuponahotdog.com. Bob Schwartz, he is Chicago's top dog from the legendary Vienna Beef Company. Hey, thanks for joining us tonight, Bob.
You bet. Thanks, Dave.
All right. I'll tell you what is your favorite hot dog stand in Chicago? 312-981-7200. Or you can text me at 247-20, and we'll get to those next on 720 WGN.